This time, Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, and Father, we approach this point of the service with all the reverence of our hearts, Lord. We're asking, Lord, for you to come, Lord, and speak to us tonight. Lord, you know in the needs of the people, I pray, Lord, that you'll strengthen and help them, dear God. Lord, and give them encouragement tonight, I pray. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. I'd like to read from Exodus chapter 14. Verse 15 and 16. The Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. But lift up thine rod and stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. You may be seated. I'd like to speak on for a little bit tonight the subject of why cry speak. And we see Moses here. Moses was called for this purpose. God actually places the seed in you from the foundation of the world. Then it takes a light to strike, come across that seed to bring it to life. And the Bible says that gifts and callings are without repentance. That meaning people are born with the gift or call in their life that God would place there. There are men today that are born with God-given gifts that don't use them for God. And they'll answer for that someday because God gave them that gift. And they chose to use it for the world rather than use it for God. And Moses, though, was called for this purpose. Moses was trained 80 years. He was trained 40 years in the palace and 40 years in the wilderness. Brother Branham said that God could take and train a man, take him 100 years to train a man to use him for 30 minutes. You know, John the Baptist was used for 6 months. Jesus Christ himself was only used for a few years. But man, Moses, God had called him, and then God anointed him. God anoints his men, and then he gives them an experience and something that it's an experience you have with God. It's something supernatural, but it's something that you can hold on to, claim to by faith. Something that you can look back to. I had this experience with God. I met God. Any man that ever meets God, he knows he met God. He knows Moses, when he met God, he knew who he was talking to. God made sure that he did. He says, I am that I am. And Moses, when he left the burning bush, had no doubt that he had talked to God. And anytime God meets with man, when it's all said and done, the man knows whether it was God or not that talked to him. If it was God. Now there's a lot that listen to a lot of other callings and a lot of other voices, and they think it's God, and it ain't God at all. But if you ever hear from God, you'll know for sure it was God, not that you think it was. And God then, after he anoints, then God will put that man through tests. He'll try him. And not just his prophets, he does that to all of his children. Every child must be chastised. Every child must be tried and tested by the word. And Moses was tried and tested by the word before God had used him. And he was born with this great gifts and calling in his life. But then every time Moses come down to a place, something needed done, he cried to the Lord. What must I do? And that's a lot of times like we are. We cry to the Lord, what must I do here? What must I do there? Lord, is it your will to heal me? Lord, is it your, sure it's his will to heal. He's Jehovah Rapha.
Amen.
Amen. He's the Lord our God that healeth all of our diseases. Amen. There they came down to the Red Sea, and they had the armies of Pharaoh on one side of them and the Red Sea on the other side. But notice, in God, there's no retreat. There was no place to retreat back to. And God, when he spoke to Moses, he said, speak to the people that they go forward. It's always go forward. Amen. The doctor says, you have this or that disease. Go forward. If he says you have cancer, go forward. Because you know God heals. Amen. And the only thing you got to do is just speak. But what do you speak? You speak the word and go forward. Amen. Thus saith the Lord. Now, the children of Israel, they murmured against Moses. Even though God had vindicated him and had proved before them that he was with Moses, and yet the people still murmured against him because they were criticizing the situation that it looked like he had led them into. So instead of them looking at the fact that God had already proved, that he had vindicated Moses and proved that he was with Moses, instead of them looking at that, they looked at their situation and began to murmur and complain. Was there not graves enough in Egypt that you brought us out here to die? Now, anytime God sends a representative, God expects the people to obey that representative that he sends. When that representative speaks the word, he's not speaking his own mind, he's speaking God's word. When Moses raised the rod across the waters and spoke to the people to go forward, he wasn't speaking Moses' thought, he was speaking God's word. Amen. And so he expected Moses was going to obey God. And God expected the people to obey Moses. And but God had promised them a deliverer. And God did his part. He sent Moses. Then it was up to Moses to fulfill that call that God had placed on his life. God had anointed Moses, called him, vindicated him. Now what he wanted Moses to do was do what he called him there to do. The church sometimes begins to murmur. And when they do, they fail. They fail God. Don't murmur against God. See, when they murmured against Moses, they were actually murmuring against God. Just like when God said to Samuel, they've not rejected you, Samuel, they've rejected me. Regardless of what takes place, regardless of what anybody says, you move forward. Now, the thing was, Moses had to convince the people to believe him. But on every turn, it seemed like the people failed to believe Moses. Instead of believing Moses, they disbelieved him constantly at every turn. And because of that, everyone fell in the wilderness and died. Not a one of them that came out of Egypt made it to the promised land except Joshua and Caleb. Excuse me. They were the only ones that made it because they believed Moses. But look at how many times somebody would, like Korah and Dathan, rise up out of the congregation and say, "Now hold on now, Moses. You think you're the only holy one? You think you're the only one that God can speak to?" We found out their end. Those that didn't obey Moses, those that didn't believe him, they perished. God, because the reason why was because they murmured and complained against God's vindicated message. Brother Branham says here, he says, God promised in the last days he'd pour his spirit out upon all flesh. Young man would see visions, old men would dream dreams. Upon my handmaids and maidservants will I pour out my spirit. He shows signs in heaven and the earth. Great signs and wonders take place in the last days. And here we are in the last days. And God keeping his word, the Holy Spirit here. And it vindicates the coming of the Lord Jesus. And the people turn it down and murmur against it. How many turned down the vindicated message? God vindicated the prophet in our age. He proved that he was with him. But how many people turned it down, murmured against it? Said, well, he was a prophet when he was praying for the sick. But when he went to teaching, why he got off. There's a collection of videos that you can get. It's called God's Generals. And in this collection, I don't remember how many discs are in it. I had one and I lost it, and I had to get me another one, collection of them. But in this collection, they go through all these great figures that people, men and women, that God used down through the ages. And they would give history about them. But on the very last disc, they talk about William Branham. And one of the things that they show is actually what we would even look at and say was a hypocrisy around the message. They show people going to the grave every Easter, said they're waiting for him to arise. And they show these people like as if they're presenting like as if they're worshiping a man, following a man. Now they talk about all the great things that happened in his ministry and show some of the films you've seen, but it ends up with these things. But you realize God allows that to stumble people. If people won't believe, then they'll be blind. There's always something out there to blind the people who won't believe. But when God's vindicated it, then we don't take whether God's vindicated or not by what all these people do. There is some crazy people out there. They got some crazy ideas. I mean, you let one of these return ministry people go to talking this stuff to people in the world, they'll think they're crazy. I think they're crazy. Somewhere they missed it. The word was vindicated and they missed it. The word was open and they missed it. Then you got people, usually I say what I heard Brother David Morris say one time. You all know him. He's a pastor over in Arkansas. He said, if people don't believe the seven seals open and they don't believe in the return ministry, then they're in a real fix. And that's the truth. But people, there are people that have bad-mouthed the message. And now we've got those, like Brother Phil was mentioning a couple of services ago, that have left the message. Some of them men who were supposed to be somebody. And they can't, you know, they can't just leave and leave and let the people alone. They've got to speak against it. And I'm going to tell you something. They're going to answer for that. Now, I was thinking about in the Bible, woman that we know by the name of Rahab. And Rahab, you know, she was a profane woman. She was a street prostitute. And people would have looked at her and said, well, she just bowed to the core. There's nothing worth anything there. But she had heard that Israel had a God that did things. Not just some dumb idol that sat there, but that it was vindicated. Their God was with them. And she had, and not only her, Jericho had heard of the different things that God had done for Israel. But they thought their walls could withstand Israel. But then God one day sent two representatives down to Jericho, and Rahab saw them and she said, they're looking for you, come and I'll hide you. And she said, I've heard of your God. Notice, I like her attitude. She didn't say, now, if you let me see Joshua do some great thing, then I'll believe. Or if I'd have been there to see Moses, then maybe I'd have believed. But she said, I've heard. She hadn't seen nothing. She'd only heard. But you know what the Bible says about hearing? It says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing of the word. And she believed that God was with them. And she asked that they would save her. Now she could have went crying around like, what am I going to do? They're going to descend upon us. But instead, she just asked for the salvation to be spared. And she didn't ask it so she could go on living the life she was living. She had got trapped into that life, Brother Branham said. That wasn't her choice. Pardon me. But she believed when the representatives came and God saved her, spared her. One time God told Elijah, go up on this mountain and said, sit down here. He says, I'm going to have the birds feed you and take care of you. And I'm going to talk to you. Wow. And Elijah was sitting up there and the king said, go get that lunatic and bring him down here to me. And so they sent up an army of 50 men. And as they approached up there, then perhaps Elijah would have said to him, now hold on, God has called me to come up here for a purpose. Y'all need to stand down. But they weren't going to believe any of that. they would come up there to get him. So Elijah said, if I be a man of God. Now, he didn't sit around and cry about it. But he spoke. He said, if I be a man of God, let fire come down out of heaven and consume you. The king didn't know exactly what had happened. He thought perhaps something strange, just a, you know, an odd thing. So he sent 50 more up there to get him. When the other 50 come up there, Elijah spoke the same thing and fire come down and consumed him. God vindicated that he was with Elijah. But the people wouldn't believe him. You know, people that mock and scoff at the church of God, the anointed church of God today, they're going to perish in hell. And they're not going to burn just for a little while. They're going to burn a long time. We don't want to murmur against God or the move of God. You know, I'm always careful when I go someplace, and I've went and visited other churches and different places, and I even visited denomination churches, y'all know that. And when I hear them speaking tongues, I never say nothing bad about them speaking in tongues. I don't say nothing, I don't ever murmur against it. Because you can't say that ain't God. Now, I know what Brother Branham preached about also there's false anointed ones at the end time. But I do remember in a testimony that Brother Billy Paul gave some years ago. And he said that he was in a meeting where I believe it was Demas Shakarian's sister was dying, going to die. Brother Branham prophesied and said she's going to die. Then somebody stood up in the church while Brother Branham was sitting there and they spoke in tongues and the prophecy came forth. She wasn't going to die. She was going to live. And Brother Billy said to Brother Branham said, but you said she's going to die. He said, she is going to die. He said, but they said she isn't going to die. And Brother Branham told him, don't ever make fun of that. So you always want to be respectful. Amen. How many knows David was not only a king, but he was a prophet? He wrote poetry, which in the poetry he wrote, he prophesied. He wasn't a major prophet, but he was a prophet that prophesied. And then God had given a prophet there for David, and that was Nathan. There was one time David called for Nathan and told him to come up, and he said, why should I live in a palace while the Lord's ark remains in a tent? And Nathan said to him, do all that's in thy heart, for the Lord's with you. I like that. There's a great message there. Do all that's in thy heart, for the Lord is with thee. In other words, don't talk about it. Don't cry about it. Just go forward. The Lord is with you. Brother Ram said, don't hem-haul around. Just go forward. Amen. Should I believe God? Should I trust God? You think the Lord is his will to heal me? Sure, it's his will to heal you. God does it, we know, in many different ways. There's some people that won't go to a doctor. They believe that's saying they don't have any faith. That's ridiculous. Some people, they'll forbid others to go because they say that's showing you ain't got faith. But let them come down with something. Then what do they do? The Holy Spirit has given us a message today. And there's no need for us to cry. We just go forward. Whatever we're facing, God will take us through it. And I tell you, I know we're human. I know we're just flesh and blood. And I know that sometimes this flesh will doubt. I know sometimes this flesh and the human spirit that we have will get discouraged. We'll actually come down to a place where it looks like to the human understanding that there's no hope. And you know, and during those times, God will permit Satan to come in. What, after God's vindicated something, then he'll permit Satan to come and try you and test you. And Satan will come and try to snatch away what God has spoke to you. And he does it by working in your human spirit and in your mind. Brother Ram said the greatest battle ever fought was in the mind. And Satan comes and battles you there in your mind. And you know, I don't know if you've ever been to where you get embattled in your mind and you go to pray and you feel like your prayer is going flat. That's just God trying you. That's when you've got to know that he is God. That's when you got to know it and stand on it. When all you're feeling feels like everything's going flat, when it doesn't feel like your prayer is going past your lips hardly, that's when you got to know God is God. And he has promised in his word to finish the good work that he started in you. He's going to do it. We face so many things today. We face so many mental things today. And it's so easy to get discouraged. So easy to get depressed. So easy to get down. Seems like. It's because of the oppression, of the demonic oppression in this age. But God said when the enemy comes in like a flood, he would lift up a standard against him. And what his standard is? His word. And what do you do with the word? You stand on it. And standing on the word, you don't go by feelings. You don't go by emotions. And you don't go by how things look. Because God said, our understanding is below his understanding. His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts higher than our thoughts. So that's when we got to stand there, no matter what the situation looks like. Know that God promised to bring us through. Brother Branham said, the people begin to murmur and they fail. We don't want to murmur. What is the works that Jesus did? He said, my works declare me. My works proves who I am. My works vindicates me. When God sent Moses, his works vindicated him. When he sent Elijah, the works vindicated him. And when God anoints a man, his works vindicate him. And when God has sent the Holy Ghost in these last days, and the works vindicated. God, friends, God has shown time and time again that he's with you, little church. He has showed it time and time again that he's with you. I know sometimes you look around and it can get discouraging. Seems like we start to get, over the years, seemed like we started to get some pews filled up and then they begin to empty back up. And it gets discouraging. But I'll tell you what, I told Brother Phil this this past Sunday. God did what he said he was going to do. He's made this church. This church is a strong church. It might not be great in numbers, but y'all aren't tossed around with every wind of doctrine neither. You stand firm. Amen. I'm not worried about any false doctrine shaking you. The ministry here, myself and Brother Phil, time and time again, God has used us to call them things out. Point them out. I heard one time I was preaching at a place down in Florida. And the pastor down there talked to me after service. He said, I don't believe we need to tell the people about these false doctrines and things. And I said, I respect that. You're the pastor. He said, he talked to somebody who was with the Federal Reserve and asked them about how that they would know a bogus dollar. And the man told him, said, we don't study the bogus ones. We study the real ones. And if we know a real one, then a bogus one will stand out. And I said, well, I respect that. I respect his theology there. But in the Bible, Paul called him out. Jesus called him out. You know, Paul even named names. Alexander the coppersmith. Hymenus and Philetus. So I respected him as a pastor there. I've never been back there to preach. It wasn't for that reason. It's just I settled down here to pastor. That's why I had never been back. But that was in 1998 when I was out traveling around different places. But I believe that God, I have watched him over years call them things out around here. I believe in exposing the devil. I believe in exposing the enemy. Amen. And Brother Branham says here in this message, he said, why do we worry? Why do we wonder? Why do we wait? Speak and go forward. Don't cry out. Say, oh Lord, can I receive the Holy Ghost today? Certainly you can. The Holy Spirit is here. Is the days of miracles past? Certainly the days of miracles are here forever. Can men speak with tongues today? The Bible said so. The Bible said these signs will follow them that believe. Thus saith the Lord, speak, don't cry, go forward. God don't want a bunch of crybabies. He wants men that's got a backbone, not wishbones. I wish I had it. I wish I could do this. But backbones that'll stand in the breach and claim the victory, claim are called out in the midst of darkness, no matter what anybody says, we speak and go forward. Believe the message. God's here. He's vindicated his message. He's the same God today as he was back yonder on Galilee. He's the same God today as he was in the days of Moses. Amen. Brother Branham said, God had called Moses. He had vindicated Moses. Moses knew he was called. Moses knew that God was with him. And he said, what God wanted Moses to do when he told him, why criest thou to me, speak to the people that they go forward? He said, he wanted Moses to take that gift of faith that he had given him and use it, put it to work. When there's a need, just speak to the need. That's what God wants us to do. God's given us faith. He wants us to stand on that faith. He wants us to put that faith to work. I think about that man, we've mentioned him quite often, John Ryan. God, Brother Branham prayed for him and said, he was blind, said, you're healed. He got down, come back around, got back in the line, come back up, and he said, I still can't see. Brother Branham said, you're healed. He said, here's what you do. Everywhere you go, you say, by his stripes, I'm healed. And so that's what John Ryan did. And friends, the thing was that his faith was anchoring. Maybe when he first began to say it, he was just saying it. But the more he began to say it, the more he began to believe it. And then one day, faith caught a hold, and John Ryan received his eyesight. And that's what God wants us to do. By faith, take a stand. It might not happen today. It might not happen tomorrow. It might not even happen next year. But just take a stand and speak. Friends, look. We've said it time and time again. Nothing, no disease, no sickness can take you from this world until God's done with you. So why fear them? Believe me, I know what I'm talking about. There's some diseases I suffer from. And Satan tries to bring on my mind, bring fears to me. But I don't want to dwell on that. I know that God sent me. God has called me. God has vindicated it. And I believe that I'm here as long as God has me here. And Satan ain't got nothing to say about it. He ain't got no say in the matter. And that's what we got to take our stand. When there's a need, just speak to it. And go on. You say, what do you mean by go on? Just keep walking in the Lord. Just keep marching forward. Amen. Just keep going. Now, you know, when they were marching around the walls of Jericho, remember they marched around the wall 7 days. They'd come up each day and march around the wall. And on the seventh day, he marched around the wall seven times. Nothing happened day one. Nothing happened day five or day six. And on day seven, they marched around seven times and then blew the trumpets. And then the miraculous happened. Something out of the ordinary. They didn't have any battering rams. They didn't have any tools or weapons of warfare to bring them walls down. It was God that brought them walls down. And the reason they come down is because they stood on the word that God had gave. And that's what we've got to do. It might not happen day one or day two or day five. But friends, it's going to happen. Brother Branham says in one place, talking about where God said, or Jesus said, if you have faith with a grain of mustard seed, you say this mountain, be thou removed. And Brother Branham said, it might only move one teaspoon at a time, but it's moving. See, maybe one teaspoon at a time, but it's moving. Amen. God will always make a way through. Amen. They couldn't go over the Red Sea. They couldn't go under the Red Sea. They couldn't cross the Red Sea. So God made a way for them to go through the Red Sea. And when them uncircumcised Philistines tried to mimic what the children of Israel did, well, God drowned every one of them. Heard Brother Bram say one time, somebody told him, said, well, the Red Sea wasn't that deep. They could just waded across. He said, well, then God still performed a miracle because he drowned Egypt's army. Hallelujah. I believe it just like the Bible said it, don't you? Amen. Let's stand. Heavenly Father, we ask, Lord, that you take the words that were spoke tonight, Lord, and bless it to the people's hearts, Lord. Lord, give them courage and strength, Lord, to go forward. Lord, you know the things that each of us are going to face. We haven't done being tried and tested. There's still times of testing ahead. There are still going to be things that we're going to go through between now and the time you take us out of here. There's not going to be a space of time before the body changed to where we're not going to be facing things and being tried and going through situations and heartaches sometimes and hardships. But Lord, you promised you'd be with us and you'd take us through. Lord, we ever give you the praise for we believe that, Lord, and we claim it. And we want to just keep on marching forward, dear God, in this time, this age, Lord, it's such a horrible time, God. There's so many horrible things in the world. Lord, there's so many blasphemous things, Lord. God, the government's corrupt. Lord, they can't even come to an agreement on anything, Lord. One side against the other side. One side trying to destroy the other side. But I believe, Lord God, that you're watching over us through this whole thing. Lord, I'm not worried about who's going to be the next one in office. I believe nobody can be in there unless you allow them to. Lord, Satan might have control over this world, but he don't have a say over you. Lord, I know, Lord, that you look after your people in every way. We thank you, Lord, tonight for this service and ask you to bless your people. In Jesus' name, amen.